happy to be joined now by Paul Bissonnette. He's going to be doing the color analyst role for Coyotes Radio next year, filming a new five-part documentary series. Biz Nasty Does BC joins us on the line right now. Hey, Paul.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Pretty good.
You know, I know this is new to you. He's fine.
Not great. We'd be better if you were doing a documentary series about Ontario.
Wife left me.
It's all right. I'm out on my own. Yeah.
You kind of forgot your roots a little bit, though, huh? You're like, Ontario, no big deal. Spend all my off season.
I always shout out the Rose City. Don't give me that.
I'm just saying, where's the documentary series to prove? Like, where's the prove it series? Like, is that next year? Is that down the line?
People wouldn't be ready for how raw that would be. I need to build. I kind of ease them into it, you know.
Okay. First, like 2.5 parts about the canal. Like, a lot of canal action. I feel like in that Welland documentary.
Just take him to CC's dugout and eat pasta for 6 minutes on video.
The question I usually have for recently retired athletes is, how's the adjustment going to be? But I have no fear for you, Paul. I feel like you're gonna ease right in there like an old man sliding into a bath. Like, this is not going to be a problem for you.
You know what? I haven't officially retired, but I mean, it looks as if though with the injuries and stuff, it's kind of forcing me to. I'm excited. You know, I'm a hockey fan, and I've just been kind of put in a position where I can kind of do these things and get to interact with the guys at that level, and they feel comfortable with me. So, you know, as far as the documentary is concerned, I'm like, why not take advantage of that? Mm-hmm. You know, I got some off time this summer just because I've just been rehabbing. I can't be training much. So we decided to do a documentary series on BC. And then I said, well, why don't we incorporate NHL players? Because, you know, fans are starving for content from those guys during the off season. And, you know, as we started doing this, it's bigger and bigger names have come up in order to join on. I don't want to give away too much information, but, you know, you guys mentioned it was a 5-part. Well, now we've already added a 6th episode because we have, you know, resources reaching out to us that where they want us to come and film there to promote. And you guys, I mean, if you've ever been to BC, there's so many outdoorsy and unbelievable things to do. So we're going to take advantage of it, and we're adding more and more star power as this is going on. And I hope to bring the fans of hockey some entertainment and some laughs.
So you mentioned hockey fans are starved for content right now. Leaf fans just want they're so geeked up for that team and continuing where they left off last year. I saw you had Morgan Riley on the docuseries. Do you have any nuggets you can throw this way about Morgan Riley?
Oh, he, unbelievable kid, great personality. You know, he's been working hard. He's been training. He went and trained the morning before he came out with us, and he was nice enough to spend the whole day on the boat, and we did a nice boat ride to Smitty's there on the Sunshine Coast. So, he's excited. You know, there's a lot of buzz, and it's been a long time since Leaf fans have had that excitement where they're going into training camp looking to be competitors. So, I think they still have a bit of cap space to work with. So I'm sure at the deadline, if they're buzzing, they'll probably pick up a few guys and hopefully make a push.
How'd the doc series come about? And I do think it's a cool idea because I was listening to PK Subban talk on a podcast earlier this year, and he mentioned that it's tougher for players to trust the media probably now more than ever because they're very worried about, you know, the way that a narrative gets twisted up and how, you know, we have clickbait here. We have so many online outlets that want to take somebody's sentence and basically run it as a whole bunch of different ways. Do you think that hockey players maybe get a bad rap and you expect a series like this to really show a little bit more about guys that they're with a former player and they probably feel like they're in more of an element of trust?
Well, that's an unreal question, and I feel like social media has kind of taken on a mind of its own based on what you just said. Because, I mean, I could see both sides of it. The media people, they're just looking to get clicks, and that's part of their job because that's how they earn money. So any little soundbite they can get that sounds controversial or they can bend in a way where they can get more of that, they're going to do it. So as someone in media, you have to kind of walk that fine line because once you start losing those guys' trust, I mean, word gets around in the locker room, you know, who you should talk to, who you shouldn't, and who you should give nothing to as far as, you know, content. So, he pretty much nailed it on the head. And you know, with how fast things get out there with Twitter and social media, guys are just constantly on the guard for what they're saying. I mean, hockey, I would say hockey players historically have probably the most boring interviews of any athletes. And that's another reason why I wanted to catch these guys in this documentary series away from the game. I find the farther you get away from the, it's like a, what do you call that? Like a metal detector. You know, you're at the rink, it's like high alert. And then as you get away, they kind of relax a little bit. And especially in the off season on a boat, you can get a little bit more laid back responses. But regarding the not throwing them under the bus, is we're going to be showing them what we're putting in the documentary videos. Mm-hmm. If there's anything they didn't feel comfortable with, we're just going to take it out.
Yeah.
And there's no need to.
Yeah, of course. It's like that's. I think that they do that with the HBO series, the 24/7. That's what I think. That's what they had ended it for hockey was that the Leafs cut too many things. They're like, okay, we just don't want to do this anymore. Yeah, it's interesting though because hockey.
See, that's kind of annoying too. Whereas is everybody so sensitive these days? Where even if there is something that's funny, someone's going to be offended, and then you got to backtrack, you got to release an apology, and it's exhausting.
Yeah, the one to me is especially when guys say it's taken out of context. I'm like, no, now we have video, and it's not a guy scribbling down on a pad. We can see you in this video. We can watch you. We can hear your tone of voice. It wasn't out of context. You just said something in the heat of the moment. It's fine. But we actually want athletes to be more honest. I think that's a big key. But yeah, it is funny because hockey players generally have that, especially from a media standpoint. There's usually the perception that, yeah, you know what? Hockey players are the most down-to-earth guys, and in terms of athletes, they're usually the best ones to deal with. But yeah, like you mentioned, usually same rap for having the worst interview. So yeah, looking forward to that. I don't know. Can you talk about it at all? It's transitioning to the Coyotes booth this season, the radio. We can just say pass if you don't want to do that. Cause that seems like it's going to be a pretty fun gig, although you might have to pass, right?
Yeah. I can just touch briefly on that. They just mentioned that, you know, as we tend to work things out here to try to not talk about it, but if it were to happen, you know, I'm hopeful for it. You know, I'm excited and for a team that maybe doesn't get a lot of exposure other than maybe some negativity on the, you know, the financial side of things or the location, I'm going to try to help their brand and build that, and especially the young talented players they have there. So, you know, hopefully it all works out and they stay in the desert and I'm able to have a successful media career, which would be awesome.
Yeah, I think that it's important that you're a part of the Coyotes going forward. I will say this, though. The blog that I read you were doing that on didn't do you any favors. I don't know if you saw, but there was like a video of you fighting Jay Rosehill. And I was like, oh, wow, Biz fought Jay Rosehill? That does... And then, yeah, it was like it didn't really go your way. That must have been terrifying fighting Jay Rosehill. Is he the toughest guy you ever fought?
He's one of the tougher guys. He's a little squirrely. Was that the one that was in Phoenix when he was with Philly?
Yeah, with Philly, and he's right by the bench, and then you guys drop him, and he goes.
I think they were down 3-1 at the time, and he kind of took a run at Shane Doan. So I went out right away, tapped him on the shin pad, and we were throwing some nice haymakers there.
Yeah, you gave,
And then I typically when your team's up, you know, you don't fight to try to give the momentum away. But in that case, I had to because he went after my captain.
Yeah.
And Shane Doan's a legend to me. And and then they ended up scoring 4 and answered in the end of the second and third. And we offset one. So,
oh, gosh.
Yeah, that was a tough one.
Shane Doan was the face
Stopped
of that.
Up and we lost.
He was the face of that franchise, but I would hazard to guess it's Doan, it's Bissonnette on the back of a bunch of jerseys of fans still walking into that arena, Paul, and Doan's not going to play for that team this year. Who knows if he plays again in the NHL, but how important do you think it is for that franchise to start, establishing stars past Shane Doan? And I'm sure you like seeing your last name on the back of those jerseys, but they need some name recognition for that team in 2017, 2018.
I think that's maybe one thing that they've struggled with, maybe because guys who have played there in the past have, like for instance, Roenick. Well, he's with NBC, so he's not going to take a job with the Coyotes. Is he with NBC? Is that right?
Yeah.
NBC or?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's with NBC.
You know, you had Tkachuk. I think he's with St. Louis now. So they don't really have, they don't have that, the old retired guys around. You know, look at Edmonton. It's a boys club. Like, fans love it. Those guys are legends there. So they kind of need to build that culture back up in Phoenix, and I think that's what they're trying to do, and I would love to be on board with that.
Before I let you go, what'd you think of the handling of the Doan situation?
Let me touch on the fact that I'm not in that status. I'm just a clown on social media.
No.
But hey, whatever works, right?
And there's some people that just have your Twitter handle on the back of their jerseys too, which is probably apt.
Who's Paul Bissonnette?
I just know Biz Nasty. What do you make, the last one, and we know you got to go, What did you make of the handling of the Doan situation? Because there was a media conference yesterday, and maybe some regret felt by the organization. How'd you feel about it?
Sure. Well, I mean, I'm kind of between a rock and a hard place, but I'm always candid and always give my honest opinion. Is I just maybe didn't see why, if they wanted to move on from him as a player, that it would have been an absolute no-brainer to offer something in management where he probably would have been like, okay, I can understand that they want to go the young route and hey, we don't have a spot for you on the team, you know, but we 100% want you in management in some position, as opposed to maybe the way they handled it originally. But then they try to clear the path there and said, hey, no, we want him in media or on the management side of things. So, I mean, I just hope it works itself out because we just touched on it. Like, that's a guy that if you're trying to get a new arena and you're trying to, you know, maintain that fan base and grow, that's, you think of Phoenix Coyotes, you think of Shane Doan.
Definitely do. Yeah, go ahead. Do you have more to say?
I mean, who else, right? Like,
yeah.
You. And I guess the other guy that went out this year, Mike Smith.
Yeah. Oh, Smitty's awesome. I'm happy for him. It was a good move for both teams. You know, they're trying to rebuild in Phoenix, and he gets to go win now kind of mentality.
Paul, thanks so much for doing this. Enjoy filming the rest of the documentary series. 6-parter now. Maybe we can get that to double digits.
Breaking news.
do an episode on Welland.
Yeah, you got to do it, man. Got to come back.
Thanks, Paul.
Don't forget your roots.
Thanks for having me on.